إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, if there is one single ingredient which is absolutely critical and essential for the establishment and maintenance of brotherhood, it is the spirit of forgiveness. I will repeat that, if there is one single ingredient which is absolutely critical and essential for the establishment and development of the spirit of brotherhood, it is forgiveness. It is not love, it is forgiveness. The reason I am saying that is because even if you have love but you do not have forgiveness, that love will go away, it will disappear over time. Because if you have love, begins with love, this is what happens to a lot of marriages, begins with love and then it breaks up. Why does it break up? It began with love, it should continue, because love is not impervious to the lack of forgiveness. We are human, we will make mistakes, there is no doubt about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us like this. The Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we make a mistake, we ask forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we make the same mistake again, then we ask forgiveness again, then after some time we make the same mistake again. So we feel very bad and we feel that we are insincere and you know we are useless, and will Allah ever forgive us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to forgive and He will forgive you no matter how many times you make the mistake. As long as you keep asking for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And if you don't make any mistakes and you don't ask for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove you and bring a people who will make mistakes and who will seek forgiveness. The reason I'm saying this is because today, this is one of the biggest things that we have forgotten. We like to talk about ittihad, we like to talk about unity, we like to talk about one ummah and so on and so forth, but we are the world's greatest champions in carrying grudges. Something, one sentence somebody told me 10 years ago, I will still have that in my heart. Every time I look at that man, I will have this feeling. I will remember that. And then obviously the relationship is poisoned. Right? Now this is not possible. Therefore, unless we forgive, relationships are not possible unless we forgive. Building an ummah, this whole issue of unity, all of this is not going to happen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me give you some examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this issue of forgiveness, and the beauty with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the actual asbab al-nuzul of this ayat is that after the buhtan and after the slander on Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one of the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course revealed ayat clearing her name and prescribing punishment for those who had slandered her name, and obviously the punishment applies to anyone who slanders anybody else. Now it so happened that one of the people who slandered her name, and this is the nature of the human being, people have no sense of ihsan, that somebody does something good for them, that they forget very easily. But one sentence wrong and that they will remember forever. So one of the people who slandered Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anhu, very paradoxically and surprisingly, was a distant relative of Abu Bakr Siddiqa radiallahu anhu, who was in dire straits and he was being financially supported by Abu Bakr Siddiqa radiallahu anhu. So here was a man was actually taking, he was eating from what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave him, and he slandered his daughter. Imagine what kind of person that must have been. But the point is, so obviously Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had every right to get angry with him. So he stopped that pension that he was giving him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا الا تحبون ان يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this ayat came for this, and Allah, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was hugely honored. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and among the last part of the ayat, Allah said, let them pardon and let them forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Now here is a situation where somebody who has wronged you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, forgive that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying conditionally, Allah said, don't you want Allah to forgive you? Meaning what? Meaning, don't you make mistakes with Allah, with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So don't you want Allah to forgive you? So how come you can't forgive your own brother? Right? Another one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Hashar, this is also a dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and taught us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا وَالَّذِينَ Where is it gone? وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And those who came after them, they say, our Rabb is talking about the people who made Hijrat, who came earlier and who came later. Those who came after them, they say, our Rabb, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, who came to Islam before us, and do not put in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Remove all hatred from my heart about any other Muslim. Our Rabb, you are indeed full of kindness and most merciful. Now see, the again here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, telling us that make this dua, that do not put any hatred in the heart. Now, I mentioned this before also, when Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she asked him and said, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what is the dua I should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what did he teach her? Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the most forgiving and the one with the greatest glory and majesty. O Allah, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Yeah. Out of all the du'as which she could have asked, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught her this one particular du'a. So that is the power of forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did the same in Uhud, when the man threw the stone and it injured him and very grievously, and you know, he even lost consciousness for a while. And then when the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the limit, this is the absolute limit, you have done nothing to them, you have not harmed them, and yet they are trying to kill you, and this man actually did this, make dua against them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his hands, and what is the dua he made? He said, O Allah, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. He said, O Allah, forgive my people, because they do not know what they do. People expected him to make dua against the Quraysh. He said, no, Allah did not send me to make dua against people. He said, O Allah, forgive them, because they do not know what they do. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu reports in Sahih Muslim, charity does not decrease wealth. No one forgives except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his honor, and no one humbles himself for the sake of Allah except that Allah raises his status. In Musnad Imam Ahmad, from Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon the minbar and he said, be merciful to others and you will receive mercy. Forgive others and Allah will forgive you. Then in Musnad Imam Ahmad, Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Uqba, reconcile whoever cuts you off. Yeah, look at this. Reconcile whoever cuts you off. Give to whoever deprives you. Ajeeb. Give to whoever deprives you and pardon whoever wrongs you. We said, no, he insulted me. Of course, he said, that is why you should forgive him. Are you going to forgive somebody who honors you? Yeah, really. You should actually forgive him. You say, please stop telling lies. I don't deserve the honor. So I forgive you for telling lies. Now we take all those lies very happily. If somebody says, mashallah, mashallah, oh, aap toh itte bade bahirul uloom hai, you know, allama hai, kya hai, shaykhul hadis hai, us waqt khamoshi se sunte, bahut khush rehte. Do hadisa nahi aate. But why same person tells you something slightly critical? Oh, aag bagola. Seriously, I tell you, we have to examine ourselves. Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu said, I never saw a case involving legal retaliation, meaning where punishment was due, which was referred to by Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, except that he would recommend pardoning the criminal. He would not prescribe punishment even when the criminal deserved the punishment. And finally, this is the absolute classic one. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he reported, a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, how many times should I pardon my servant? Makes mistakes. Now this is for a servant. Imagine for your brother, how much? He said, how many times should I pardon my servant? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 70 times in each day. Not just 70 times. Just 70 times would be enough, if you say 70 times in his whole lifetime. No, 70 times every day. 70 times every day. So, seriously, and of course, all the stories of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's forgiveness after Fatah Makkah and after Taif and so on, I won't go into all those details. We know all of those things. I ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to enable us to be forgiving, to open our hearts, to make big hearts. Don't live in this world like this with, you know, little hearts which just carry grudges against people for years and years. Absolutely shameful, utterly, utterly shameful to carry grudges like this. It is like carrying a burning coal in your hand. Believe me, it only burns you. Whoever did whatever he or she did to you, that person would have apologized to you. After that, they would have junked it, they would have forgotten about it, they are sleeping peacefully. You are carrying that stuff in your hand, in your heart for nothing. What good does it do? It does not do any good to you. It does not, obviously, it doesn't do any good to anybody else, but in this case, you are the only one involved. So don't carry grudges. Don't carry this garbage in your heart. Just clean the heart, forgive people, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will forgive us. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So let us focus on that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.